Navedtra 14256 Alpha, Tools and Their Uses. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 19, Climbing and Rigging Tools. 1. Which type of tools are used for scaling poles and trees, erecting power lines, and support for clearing and topping trees? Climbing. 2. How many parts is the lineman's body belt made up of? 4. 3. What must be used by workers at all times upon reaching a work position on any pole, tower, or structure? Safety strap. 4. What are used for ascending, descending, and maintaining work positions on the pole? Climbers. 5. What should be used whenever you are required to handle rough, scaly, or splintered objects such as a wooden pole? Gloves. 6. Electrical workers must wear insulating hard hats rated as Class E, electrical type. Class E hard hats are rated to meet a test of 20,000 volts, 60 hertz, for 3 minutes, with how many milliamps maximum leakage? 9. 7. Safety straps must be inspected before each use and every how many months if stored for a period of time? 6. 8. Which type of tools will be used during the installation, maintenance, and removal of assorted equipment? Rigging. 9. What is the simplest rigging tool that's used in the field? Hand line. 10. What should be used whenever the load exceeds the limits of a hand line? Block and tackle. 11. How many parts does wire rope consist of? 3. 12. What is the element around which the strands are laid to form the wire rope? Core. 13. Which type of wire rope core offers the advantage of increased flexibility? Fiber. 14. A wire strand core not only resists heat better than a fiber core, but it also adds about what percent to the strength of the wire rope? 15. 15. An independent wire rope core is a separate wire rope over which the main strands of the wire rope are laid. It usually consists of how many 7 wire strands laid around either a fiber core or a wire strand core? 6. 16. How many methods may be used to create wire rope? 2. 17. The main types of wire rope used by the U.S. Navy are 6, 7, 12, 19, 24, or how many wires in each strand? 37. 18. While rigging, you will use hand chain hoists that are generally rated at 1.5 to how many tons? 3. 19. What provide a useful means of moving loads without tying directly to the object with a line, wire rope, or chain? Hooks and shackles. 20. What is a technique often used to close the open section of a hook to keep slings, straps, and so on from slipping off the hook? Mousing. 21. What are widely used for hoisting and moving heavy loads? Slings. 22. Which type of slings offer the advantages of both strength and flexibility? Wire rope. 23. Which type of slings are more likely to be damaged by sharp edges? Fiber line. 24. Which type of slings are most often used for hoisting heavy steel items such as rails, pipes, beams, and angles? Chain. 25. How many types of wire rope and fiber line slings are there? 3. 26. Which type of sling is easy to handle and can be used as a choker hitch? Endless. 27. Which type of sling works well for hoisting drums or other cylindrical objects where a sling must tighten itself under strain and lift by friction against the sides of the object? Single leg. 28. Which type of hitch provides excellent load stability when the load is distributed equally among each sling leg? Bridle. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.